This mini vacation is beautiful. I'm celebrating my uncle's 88th birthday. Our family has gathered at an amazing property on the beach. An early walk along the ocean front is a little slice of heaven. My attention bounces between waves and seashells, firm sand, and friendly faces. Lost in my euphoric stroll, a man seemingly overdressed is standing just outside of the ocean's reach. A woman stands about 10 feet away from him. I'm unable to tell if they're together, but he's impressing me strongly. I keep walking. After a moderate walk, I decide to turn around. Plus, I'm getting hungry. As I look ahead, that man is in the same spot. Now, he's slightly turned towards me. I think I should speak. I want to engage in a conversation. Side note, a voice, mine or the enemy, says, "Why are you always talking to people? Just keep going." I slightly ignore the voice and told myself, if we make eye contact and he seems approachable, I'll make small talk. As soon as I finish the thought, I notice the lady was gone. He looks at me and keeps staring. I smile, he smiles, as I drift in his direction. We begin to exchange morning pleasantries. He starts sharing a long list of health challenges, foggy cognition, and frustration in his faith. I ask if I could ask more questions. We discuss what he and his wife eat, his sleep regimen, and his latest doctor report. He was fully transparent as I listened and asked Holy Spirit to help and guide me in our conversation. I shared a few red flags and asked him if he would be willing to make some immediate changes in his habits. He agreed, saying he'd do anything. He pauses and looks. It was strange. He said, "I prayed." I said, "Yeah." He said, "No. I mean, I was praying right here, standing in the sand. I asked the Lord to send me an answer, that I'm desperate and I don't know where or how to turn. God sent you. Your practical and spiritual approaches, it's good." He said, "No one has ever had me consider eating better and increasing my spiritual food. Your approach was sent by God." I asked him if we could pray. We hold hands and we stand in the sand, recap his instructions, and thank God for the power of a sudden answer delivered by grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, how many times have we quenched your leading according to 1 Thessalonians 5:19? Forgive us of the way we ignore your prompting and cater to our own will. How many times do we override your direction and choose our own? In Galatians 5:17, it says, "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." Father, I pray we would decrease, that your spirit may increase in us. Open our sensitivity to the souls that need a refreshing, desperate for living water, and hunger for the bread of life that only comes through a relationship with you. I pray we change, adjust, and lay down our will so that yours is done. We humbly serve and actively wait, for you are soon to return. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others.